family video. We should meet up and watch movies together sometime. I saw you checking out. You have great taste in films.
That's it?
Yeah, I don't know if that's any woman, I guess, who was in family video.
Anyone who's ever been
family
video, but in Oshkosh.
Yeah, but he saw her.
Woman snowmobiler at Fremont Bar. You were in a group of about 20 women snowmobilers. You were sexy as hell.
Yeah.
We made eye contact several times while I was there, and a couple times as I was leaving. Damn, you were looking good and would love to see more of you. Tell me something about you, remember me, and bar we were at. Let's have her some fun.
Anybody out there? Appleton? Any good down-to-earth females out there that want to chat about life, just looking for a good friend?
That's it?
That's it.
Oh, okay.
Incredibly short today.
All right.
Long time. Over 35 years ago, we met. I fell in love with you. We married. I took a distant job to support you and our child. I came back to find I was being divorced. I never thought that I was going to be final. I didn't think we would be apart for long. I never had anyone else, but while we were married, contrary old rumors, I still don't know what happened. You truly could have had me back at any time, even though I was married. I would just wish you would tell me why, so I don't have to suffer all these years wondering what happened. I know you're not the same person you were, but feelings can't be helped. It's not too late to tell me why. Even if it's not you being referred to here, if it applies, tell someone. You might just save them a lot of pain. P.S. I still love who you were, so if you're still in there, have a heart.
Bartender. Otter Creek Bar. Hortonville.
Yeah.
If you would take out the past, the games, and the shady bleep we've done to each other, I just want to know if you have any feelings for me. Do you want me to move on? Was I just a game to you?
Was I?
I just wish I could get some explanations. If you see this, please just answer some questions for me, and you will never hear from me again. Winky? I don't get that one. I don't get why you winked at the end. That makes it seem like you're going to stalk her forever.
You're listening to Misconnection Wednesday, brought to you by OptiVision, where LASIK is $13.59, regardless of your prescription. 1-800-20-HAPPY. That's the number.
Nice, sweet thing. If you're reading this and you're the one I want to sleep with, need to hook up between 5 and 7 a.m. Send a pic and we can meet. I cannot host because I don't want my wife to know we're playing with each other. Maybe a motel. Put early bird in subject to weed out spam. Nothing is better than first time love. Let's make our hearts pound. Just be over 18 and under 75.
What if I'm turning 75?
Throwing out kind of a
tomorrow.
Big net. Right. See what I catch.
I will sleep with anyone between 5 and 7 a.m.
But not if my wife finds out. Oh, then I'm in trouble.
Wapaka Goodwill, February 1st. We were perusing the toys, and so was your child, playing with the slinky and making a solid argument as to why it was the perfect educational device. LOL. I was blown away by your parenting skills, as well as how beautiful and personable you were. I wasn't able to check for a ring, but would figure you'd be well-spoken for. But either way, please know that my friend and I were on a day-long journey, and you were the highlight of our day.
Oh.
I would like to hear this solid argument about the slinky.
Yeah, I would too. Cassie! Why did you vanish? I used to come over to your house, and we would watch movies and enjoy yourself. You even had me say hi to your sister while you were video chatting. I had an amazing time every time I came over. Wanted to know why you vanished. If you think this is you, what I'm talking about, reply with name and what activity building you live by. Activity building?
It was
like in Appleton, I'm guessing building for kids. Or the big church off of Highway 41.
Right.
I don't
know. The Alliance or whatever.
I think it's massive, isn't it?
Oh, it's incredible. They put on that huge addition.
I don't know.
They've always got all those big
setups.
Have you
ever been in there? Yeah. I've never been in there. No. And you see that whole like jungle thing?
I want to go in the discovery zone so badly.
Yes.
That looks awesome.
Yeah.
I miss you a ton, sweetheart. I miss you. I miss us. I miss everything we had. I miss the memories. I would love to talk to you anytime. You know that I'm very understanding and you can talk to me about anything. I gave you my heart, and I'm glad that it is yours. We have, slash had, such great chemistry. I wish you could find it in your heart to try to figure out anything. I just would like you in my life again. I miss you a ton, sweetheart.
Aw. Sounds like a mess. I wish you could try to figure out anything. Where are we eating tonight? Just tell me something.
Missed connection for I refuse to ante up. I noticed your posting 3 hours after you put it on Sunday night, but I was too tired to give you a thoughtful response. It appears that Craigslist viewers or Craigslist staff have found your posting to be not to their liking. I, however, take a different opinion and would like to respond to this posting if and when you see it. Signed, Older Hippie.
Older Hippie. Older Hippie. All right. We got time for one more Missed Connection Wednesday brought to you by OpDivision.
Boom Flasher, Green Bay. To the girl that flashed her boobs at me on the highway the other day, hoping you would like to chat. Or let me see them again. Boom Flasher!
Who doesn't want to see boobies?
Let me see them again. Or that's let's gonna just do it. Talk.
Another round of Missed Connection Wednesday on IXX, brought to you by OpDivision. Call 1-800. 1-800-